we do organ donation all year long, but in April we try to do a little more promotions to get people to make that gift of life and to take some action. Now, we're going to be out at our branches over this next week. We're going to have folks who have been donors or received transplants talking to our customers as they come in and letting them know how that transplant has changed their lives, their families' lives, their friends' lives, and just giving that gift of life. And so we're going to encourage them to sign up. Very simple to do. You can do it at a branch when you come in to renew your driver's license or your plates. Just tell the clerk. She'll give you a form to fill out. Get a heart logo, you stick it right in your driver's license, and you're an organ donor.
Well, one of the key things I know is that in terms of in the state with organ donations, the demand is outweighing the supply, and that's why this is something that you're really actively, aggressively pushing.
Right, exactly. We have over 3,000 Michigan residents who are waiting for a life-saving transplant, and many of them need kidneys, as a lot of folks know. That's a real need out there. And even though we did over 900 transplants last year, obviously the numbers don't match. So we need more folks to be donors. We have 10 million great people in this state, and we've got about 1.5 million signed up. So we've got some room there, and we're looking forward to more folks signing up.
Now, why do you think it is that people either don't think of it or choose not to do it? Is there some sort of reluctance? What do you think it is?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, they may not have been affected by it. You know, when you're younger, you're healthy, and you don't think about those things. And then, as you get older, unfortunately, a lot of people think they can't be a donor, which is absolutely not true. There is no age limit on giving the gift of life. In fact, a lot of people don't realize your skin is an organ, and that is something that can be transplanted. And it doesn't matter how old you are, skin is still an organ that can be used. And, of course, your eyes, your corneas. Those are still good most of your life, and they can give that gift of sight. So there's a couple of things there. And then, of course, people don't know where to go and to do it. And that's why we're promoting it this month and telling them how easy it is to do it.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that people, you know, thinking when they're young they don't want to do this or it doesn't cross their mind. Then maybe when people get to a certain age, they may think that they're, you know, quote-unquote too old for this. But age is really not a factor, is it?
No, not at all. And what we're doing with the youth is we've got a lot of programs out there that are encouraging them to sign up. For example, just yesterday at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, we gave Michigan State the award for signing up the most folks on campus, over 400 students, to be organ donors.
Well, I'm glad to see they won something then. That's good.
That's right. So we do have the university challenge that we do every year with the students to try to get them to help us out and to remind folks about it. So we've got a lot of different avenues that we're using, and that's just one of them.
When we talk about organ donation and you guys working in the Secretary of State's office to get people aware of this, this is just an easy thing for them to do. When they come in, they can just check off some information and whatnot, and that's it pretty much, isn't it?
Right, exactly. If you have already a driver's license in Michigan, it's very simple. We'll just print out the form with your information on it. You just sign that, and it's as simple as that. We put that in our statewide system, which is very important because we can put together that statewide system, which is the list that doctors use and hospitals use, because unfortunately, usually when something happens to you, you may not be aware or conscious, and people don't know of your wishes when you go to a hospital. So this way you will be in the database that they have available to them, and it just works out so well for them to be able to know that you want to give that gift of life.
Now, also, if somebody, for whatever reason, you know, in this month with this being the push, you guys are available around the year, but where else could they find out maybe a little more information, websites or whatnot, that you may have to point them in direction of it?
Exactly. We have a wonderful website at michigan.gov/SOS. That's Michigan spelled out, .gov/SOS. And you go on there, and there's a little click on the left-hand side on organ donation. You click right on that. It pulls up the information, all common questions that people have. And then it has a form. You'll print out that form. Sign that and mail that in. Very simple to do. And if you even have more questions, we do have information where you can call. And also we tell a lot of folks that Gift of Life, which also has a website, does a great job informing people and answering their questions, and they're available too. And I should also say the Lions Club, they have been great partners with us too. They are ones that are helping us staff these branch offices and telling stories and about their experiences with transplants, and so we really want to thank the Lions organization out there also.
Well, our Super Center is, of course, right here in the Marquette Mall, where folks can stop in, find out more information. And I guess just to wrap up with you, Terry, just in terms of doing this, what piece of advice or what's the push you would tell someone that may be thinking about it?
Well, just to let them know how important this is to people out there. You know, we have really come a long way in transplants. In the old days, you know, unfortunately, there were a lot of rejections. But now with the new drugs that we have, most people have a 90% chance of being successful with their organ. And you really can change lives, whether it's somebody's ability to see, which they've never had before, or kidney transplants so they can live a regular life and enjoy life. And then just people who have heart transplants that literally save their lives. I mean, I've heard so many stories out there how it's really affected folks and families, and it really is something that you can do that's that can really help families and people in Michigan. So we encourage everyone to go to either michigan.gov/SOS, sign up there, or when you come into the branch office, sign up and give that gift of life.